morning, everyone, and thank you for listening and tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so thankful to be with you. You know what? I've missed you guys. I've missed you. I mean, every other week is just not enough time to spend with you all over the place. I just miss you all. Shout outs to Augusta, Georgia, St. Louis, Oak Park, Michigan, London, everywhere. I just want to give a shout out to Jacksonville, Florida. I'm so glad to be on air today. Like I said, I have missed you guys, and I'm just so blessed to have you here. I know we've had some scorching weather, some heat blasters for you. I'm telling you, you walk outside and you need a towel just to be able to get to your car from your residence. It is something, this heat wave that we have just had to deal with. But, you know, thank God for the rains that have come and have cooled down the system to give us some kind of breath of fresh air. Rather, when it's that hot, you can't hardly even breathe. So bless the elderly, bless those with asthma, bless those that miss out on a workout because they work out outside and not in a gym. Just God bless you. Anyway, I wanted to touch bases with you all on, for some of you that may not follow me on social media, I've got this trending topic that the Lord had me start off. And basically, I have been asked to do this for years, but I really just wasn't led to do it. And until I'm really led by God to do it, that's when I know that it has been, you know, it will be blessed. And because I waited on God, it has truly been a blessing. And I'm even amazed at, you know, just how it's taken off. But I've been really talking about, you know, things that I say with my son, to my son, and I talk to him about, you know, different subjects and things, and I've been sharing them on during my blogs on Tumblr and Facebook and even Instagram. And I share with you some of my conversations that I have with him and just the basic topics of females, relationships with your, you know, your homies, also topics about school and so much more, profiling and things like that. You know, we have really candid conversations. And I actually asked my son, I told him that this is what I was going to do. And I, you know, I said, listen, this is what I feel led to do. And because you're going to be mentioned, how do you feel about that? And I even let him read the first blog that I had written, and he was very pleased about it. He thought it was very well written and a lot like myself, which I love when I write. I'm very transparent in the way that I deliver. You are actually in a conversation with me, with, you know, of course, proper pronunciation and, you know, all your dialogue and all of that, proper English and spelling and things like that. But in a nutshell, you're actually drawn in to really feel my heart and actually know how I'm thinking. It's very direct. So it was very simple for him, and he was able to grasp it because he's heard it a lot. And so he was like, well, please don't tell him, you know, everything. And I was like, I won't tell him everything. I said, I promise I won't say, you know, what you say. And he was like, okay, thank you. And I've kept my promise. And the delivery is still the same, because basically what I want to do is encourage single moms, not only single moms, but just parents, period, with sons. And even if this can, you know, help you out with your daughters, just to really have open dialogue. It is so important to really just keep it really 100 with our children. I mean, they're affected by so many things out in this world that the world is being 100 with them. So we definitely need to keep it 100 with them. And even, you know, expressing some, not everything, but just some of the things that we know that they see. I feel like a lot of times we act like they don't see things, and they really do see things. And I just, for me personally, I was led by God to really communicate with Emmanuel so he can get a clear understanding of what may be going on, just if, especially if it's something that he's seen, something that has affected me or something that we have gone through. It just doesn't make sense to just sweep it under the rug and just, you you know, act like it doesn't exist when he's seeing it with his own eyes. I would rather him learn the lessons that I've learned, see me praying and asking God for strength and help. I want him to experience that and let that be something that is imparted into him, so he will know that it's not about him being perfect. It's about him being obedient. So no matter how well we do the job, it's the fact that we get the job done. It doesn't matter how you start, it's how you finish. So, you know, I just want him to get all of that, you know, and just be able to live on these things. And I mentioned in one of my blogs that I wanted to be an anchor to him. The Bible says that if you raise a child as, you know, in the way that they should go, when they grow old, it will not depart from them. And so this is what I want. These are very, very important years for him. I believe, you know, since the day that he gave his life to Christ, which was the age of 2, it has been on and popping. You know, we all know that the enemy wants to take our children. The generation that is out here now is a lost generation. And I don't say that to claim it. I say it as a fact, because we really have to intercede and stand in a gap for them. We really have to communicate with them. We really have to let them know that we care and that we do love them. I was just talking to my manager this morning, and he was telling me that he read the blog today. And it says, what about those friends or something? I can't even remember the title, but it was titled, you know, what are friends for? Thank you, Holy Spirit. And what are friends for? So he read it. And so he was telling me that he had read something or saw in the news that in Miami, a young boy that was the age of 14 literally shot and killed his father while his father was in bed sleep, because his father took away his electronics. Apparently, the little boy at 14 had to have done something, you know, I'm assuming. I don't really know the situation, because it could be different things. It could, I mean, I don't know if he took his stuff for discipline, if he took his stuff to sell it. I have no idea. So I don't know the situation, but I know one doggone thing. It is no reason enough that a young boy would not value a life, that he would literally kill somebody over some things. And this is the generation that we are dealing with. And I live in D.C. There's a lot of shootings just randomly. If you look at me wrong, I'm gonna kill you. You know, it don't matter where you are, it don't matter what time of the day it is, it don't matter if it's in a residential or in the woods. It's literally like the wild, wild west in the urban city. And it's just really sad. And I know places like where I'm originally from in Detroit, we, you know, it's the same thing, no value of life. And so I just don't ever want to lose my son. And however God is using, you know, me as the vessel for his kingdom to spread the word, if it's on radio or whatever avenue that he has, I'm going to say it, because he told me that I allow you because I know you're going to tell it. And that's exactly what I give as a sacrifice. So I do open up my home and I open up, you know, my thoughts and things like that, because I feel like, you know, if we stay silent, it's not going to help anybody. And so I really feel like, you know, this is a time that we need to sharpen each other. I mean, things are changing. We got the political arena that's going upside down. So many things are going topsy-turvy. Our judicial system, our educational system, all of the things that we as believers should have dominion of, we're supposed to. And so I want to encourage you that the main thing right now, I know we're distracted by, you know, what kind of material things we want, and, you know, we've been serving God for a long time, and why my money ain't stacking, and, you know, all these things the enemy places to distract us. But I'm telling you, while we worrying about who we with, what we don't have, where we haven't been, we are losing our children. So I definitely want you to just take note of that, that as you are stressing and worrying about something that is nothing, that is not even of no importance to God whatsoever, because the Bible says that he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. That is a promise. He said that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the plans that he has for you. So for us to even compare ourselves to what we see on TV, reality shows, I mean, just living life, you know, feeling incomplete and unfulfilled, and want what somebody else got, or see what this looks like that looks greener on the other side. Listen, we losing our youth. You know, they need that time. They need our attention. And I don't even want to talk about the Facebook and the technology. I'm telling you, we care more about what the people in Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all of this think about us. But we will sit up in the same home with our children and not communicate with them. We tell we in general. I don't want to say you, I don't want to say them, I'm going to say we in general. We want to explode and tell all our dirty laundry and express all our evil thoughts and nasty thoughts and whatever and everything. You can't even enjoy a vacation because we snapping pictures every 5 minutes. I mean, take the time out and enjoy your company, enjoy your family, enjoy, communicate, talk. It's not our business. It's just not. I mean, you know, I love social media because, first of all, it is definitely a blessing because for marketing and things like that and encouragement and all of that, I love that. If it's something to inspire you, you know, and things like that, motivate, or, you know, if it's an announcement or something like that, these things, I feel like, you know, for me, it just keeps the air clean. When we start going off and popping off on people and, you know, indirectly doing stuff and things like that, I just, you know, I mean, me personally, I just feel like if we could just eliminate some things, and I'm talking about whether it's good or bad, we just need to spend more time with our children. We really do. I have a very strong passion about that. And I just really believe that God is opening doors for us to be able to do that. I feel like, you know, hours are being shortened and things like that. And we need to really start seeking God of why, you know, shifts are happening in our lives, why doors have closed. You know, I mean, maybe it's a wake-up call. Maybe it's something that he wants you to do. Maybe it's volunteering. Maybe it's to be a mentor. Maybe it's to take on some of the neighborhood kids or walk and talk to them or whatever. I mean, listen, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And the one thing the enemy wants us to be is afraid of these kids. And I understand why you would be. But I'm telling you, if God be for you, who can be against you? And another thing, there is more for you than there is against you. And 1,000 may fall to your left and 10,000 on your right. But no harm shall come nigh thee. If you got the grace of God upon you to help raise a generation, believe you me, when your will is in his in his will and your mind is made up and he anoints you to do so, you will be free and you will be able to live and be able to impart and be able to walk in authority. So I just want you to just think about that for a little bit. We're going to take a commercial break, and then I got my best friend, my favorite person, my Detroit homie, Roderick Dickerson. He is the creator of Noise of Joy. He is a television producer and a director. I'm super excited to have him on. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Martha Munizzi, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Well, hello there. I'm Roderick Dickerson.
What's happening, Dr. Gina Prince?
What's going on? I'm so glad that you're on to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and communicating with us. It's so, so great. So great
to
have
excited.
You on.
I'm really excited to be talking to you. My home girl from the D out in D.C. Just amazing how God has brought us together to do some amazing things.
Well, you know what? Listen, I love when you're in the will of God and he can, you know, connect you with fabulous, fantastic people. I'm telling you, it just makes it even more joyous for me. I mean, because like I say, you know, we met on the level that God has me on right now and you. And I really wanted to talk about that first. I don't want to get into that just now because I'm going to get into that in a minute because that's some meat right there and I don't want anybody to miss it. For you, you are actually the creator of Noise of Joy. Can you tell people exactly what is Noise of Joy?
Well, Noise of Joy, in a sense, is good news and uplifting entertainment. It is a gospel entertainment variety show, but it's all about the good news, whether it's community events. We have Noise on the Street that deals with community events, politics from a positive spin and not a negative perspective. A lot of human interest stories, as well as the independent gospel artists who are involved in ministry outside of just singing and worship. So I really love it. Kind of gives you a sense of entertainment tonight or something like that, but only inspirational, uplifting, and good news.
So how long has it been in, you know, production and all? I mean, this has started when? How did you even get started with it?
Well, being a believer in Christ and enjoying my salvation, enjoying my life in Christ, I just noticed that, you know, many people think that because you are a Christian that you can't do this, you can't do that, which actually, you know, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and it's joyous, it's happiness. God wants us to be happy and have a good time. You know, so I wanted a show because I was in TV and video and film production. I wanted to create a show, and I felt as though God was moving me to create a show that would express, you know, the positive things, you know, in our Christian life. And so Noise of Joy actually came about maybe 20 years ago. And I had it
wow.
on Comcast back then, did extremely well, but it was more so performances. I didn't know about the good news part. I didn't know about the human interest stories. I didn't know about the community events. I didn't have that in my focal point as yet. But as it began to progress, I began to change it, and I actually went off the air when, even though I was doing extremely well on Comcast, but I think it was Barton Cable then. And so in that transition, I kind of got lost in the transition, but God was dealing with me and actually giving me a better format and a much more expanded view of what Noise of Joy was supposed to be.
I just think it's extremely exciting, mm-hmm. and I've seen clips of your shows, I've seen your commercials, and I mean, it's just a well put together production. Absolutely amazing. And you've had several celebrities back you up, like Dietrich Haddon, his sister,
yeah.
Demetria Haddon. That's her name, right?
Clarita Haddon, his
Clarita.
Sister.
Right. Clarita mm-hmm. Haddon. Yep. You've had everyone. Lexi,
yeah.
Marvin Sapp. I mean, that's really, really amazing. So you definitely have a strong backing and a strong, you know, following, anticipating even more from you. I know you've done some radio, some television, you know, dabbled in some mm-hmm. movies even. I mean, what really is your inspiration and what is your overall goal?
Well, my inspiration, everybody always say my inspiration comes from God, which is true, but I'm inspired by a lot of people. You know, my parents, my father worked diligently for Chrysler Corporation for 45 years. You know, he took care of his family, his household. He's my ultimate inspiration as far as, you know, someone here that I could reach out and touch. And just his work ethic, you know, he worked all those years and never missed a day, never was late. You know, had all kind of certificates and everything, went back to school. He only had a 9th grade education. But he went back to school and learned computer training and, you know, was promoted about maybe 15 years before he retired. So, you know, my father really is my inspiration. But as far as the television is concerned, of course, Spike Lee is my inspiration as well. John Singleton is my inspiration. And even Denzel Washington is my inspiration. I love movies. I love acting. I love the whole concept of putting together a production television. And I love some good gospel music. You know, I love all music, I have to say, even from dramatic orchestra symphony to gospel music, jazz. You know, I grew up playing the trumpet for many, many years. Everybody thought I was going to be the next Miles Davis, but somehow track and field made me put that to aside.
yeah.
You know, but I just love it. And where the Lord has taken me now, you know, I've been on television regionally and locally, but because of social media, Noise of Joy has took on a whole new life, and people all over the world want to watch it. And so God has given me this new platform to create my own network, and the internet has opened doors for so many people. And so now we are about to launch, and I'm actually making an announcement right now, Dr. Gina. I don't know if you noticed, this is an announcement I haven't made to anyone yet, but I'm doing it right here on your show, the Dr. Gina Show, the radio chat. Noise of Joy will be on the Kingdom Empire Network starting in September. The middle of September, we'll be on the Kingdom Empire Network. And Noise of Joy will just be one show of many shows that promote family-oriented programming, you know, good news, inspiration, good music, comedy, clean comedy. I mean, it's going to be amazing, and I'm just excited to be, I don't know why and how I'm the CEO, but God has blessed me to be there.
You don't know why and how you were chosen. We all can ask that. I think that is amazing. Oh, my goodness. What an announcement. Well, you know what? Are you taking on shows now, new shows and things? Have you got a show? Is it available to be a part of this network?
Well, right now we're in production, and I do have a couple other producers that I have worked with. And I hope Dr. Gina might be one of them, because I would love to have, you know, like maybe something like what you're already doing be on, you know, television, you know, to be viewed and not just heard. You know, I think that would be an amazing concept. I also want a fitness show on there. You know, I want a fashion show, but, you know, everything done from a perspective that we can see integrity as well as fun and enjoyment and entertainment.
Yes, I think that would be great. You got to have good, lively folks on there that got a lot of personality and keep it interesting, you know, and you know what, and I know that God is going to send the right people to you, because of course there's always pieces to, you know, the building process, right? There's bricks here and bricks there, and always brings it together so it could be a solid, not just a foundation, but a solid build. You know, we're all building here, you know, and he doesn't want what we're building to collapse, which brings me, and I'm super excited about that. I thank God that even from, if you notice, a lot of people from Detroit, I like to say this, because a lot of people from Detroit are very successful. You know, a lot of entertainment, a lot of producers and creativeness have come from Detroit. I think about Maurice Malone, the fashion designer.
Malone,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, from everything, from the Clark sisters, Dietrich Haddon and all of them, Marvin Sapp, everybody, Fred Hammond. I mean, it goes on, even from the ministers, the pastors, the Winans and all of them, Straight Gate people, all of them. I mean, what's his name? The Jacksons, Ellis's, everybody. I mean, when God put his hand on the folks in Detroit, honey, he birthed them out. Do you hear me? And so it's just such a blessing. You know, you're working on Health and Soul DVD, and God told me to go right back to Detroit. But even before that, he brought you into my life. You know what I'm saying?
That's
even
right.
Before I got the whole understanding, because once I had started Dr. Gina's radio chat, and once that started, then it was XL, you know, with Gina, our prince came about, and, you know, I was like, Lord, I'm just starting the radio. How TV coming up? You know, and we were, you know, getting ready to go in production with that, but the deal went south, and, you know, you got your good stuff and your bad stuff. Doesn't mean that the whole vision and change, right, Roderick? It doesn't mean that. It just means that it's a delayed time, and that, you know, even though he's giving you a vision, you got to be careful for the things that camouflage, you know, those things that come in camouflage to try to get it off course or whatever. And so I just said, you know what, I'm still going to keep the vision. I mean, this wasn't the team that God wanted me to work with, and that's fine. But he still kept the vision going. And then that's when you came along. Like five months later, going into the new year, and we started talking, and I was talking to you about the show XL, but even then, I just didn't get it. You know, I'm just so, people always think, this is how God works, and you probably can relate to this, Roderick. God really works out where when he gives you something, you just let it lay. Let him go on and lead your steps, order your steps, and he always brings it to you. When you start worrying about it and trying to, you know, manipulate it and make it work, and I could have done that the first time that the offer happened. But if I had done that, I wouldn't be here where I'm at right now. It would have been a failure, and it wouldn't have been no life to it. And so, and that's exactly what the enemy wants to do. He wants to choke the plans of God for your life. So whenever he brings you something, you just keep on thanking him and praise him. Do what's in front of you that day, each and every day. Do what he's asking you to do. You know what I mean? Just continue to be thankful for what the allotment is for that day. And I'm telling you, as you walk in, you're going to walk right into what he said at the very beginning. And that's exactly what happened. But as I'm talking to you, I'm still being led to go to Myrtle Beach. I mean, not led by God, but that's where my understanding. I'm going to Myrtle Beach to do this show. And God stopped it again. He stopped it again. Mm-hmm. And I remembered that we were talking about doing Health and Soul. We were talking about that. And then finally, God said, okay, let's slow down. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to birth everything out of where you were born. Everything where you were born, I want you to birth everything from this point out from there. Now, I'm going to tell you, I had to go back to Michigan to become a minister. So, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm just talking to you right now and I'm getting all of that. I literally had to go back. So
and
now
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just remembered that as we were talking. I remember that I was living in Charlotte. I separated from my husband, and God sent me back to Michigan. And then I ended up getting my ministerial training at Apostle Hogan's church, Living Bread, right there on Telegraph, over there in Rufford. So I was there for almost a year, and then I came back. But every time when I had Emmanuel, he sent me right back for six months to get more training and for him to get prayed over and all of that stuff. I mean, he's just bringing us back to, you know, well, you know, when two of people are believers and they get together, honey, he's in the midst. So he's just having his way right now. But Roderick, I mean, so yeah, you are the director of Health and Soul. You also are the, you know, you filmed it, you had your team do it. What was that experience like for you?
Oh man, that was really an amazing experience and amazing event because, you know, everything depended on the Lord, first of all, the Lord bringing you here safe and sound, you know, in your right mind and ready to get out there and do what you need to do as far as the fitness. But then, you know, our first challenge was the desire to film outdoors. And so that was a challenge in itself because we have no control over the weather, but God made sure we had two or three of the most beautiful days. Oh my goodness.
Yes, he did.
And,
they
know,
were
the
gorgeous.
Cloud formation was gorgeous. The sky was gorgeous. The sun was out. And then we shot at newly built Mumford High School right here in the city of Detroit, on that brand new football field. The numbers, the painting, you know, of the numbers and everything was just fresh and brand new. It looked gorgeous on camera. You know, you and Al did an amazing job. You with, you know, your format, it's gonna bless so many people, you know, because our body is definitely the temple of the Lord. So we should take care of that. And so I was just excited to compliment it. My team, we all had a great time. We had great chemistry. There at no time was there ever any abrasion whatsoever. Everything just came together like we all been knowing each other for years. We all laughed. We had a good time. We had lunch together right there on the field. It was just amazing.
Yeah. It was our field. God blocked that whole thing off for us both them days. As long as we needed it. He kept the clouds back. He kept people out of the way. It was amazing.
Excited, you know, that the few people that came out, they were excited to see us out there with the cameras, you know, And I know you're excited to see that drone. And wait till you see these drone shots. Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait. Roger, don't give too much because you know what? I'm going to have you. I'm going to have you and DJ Word is Bond and Al. You all going to be on. We're going to have a special day talking about it because we're going to already have the promo, the commercials going. So it's going to be bumping. And then people can relate to what we're actually talking about. I know people seen us doing postings. Everybody did their little posts and stuff like that. But to see something, you know, a glimpse of it, it's going to be even that more exciting to have us all on there sharing our experience and everything like that. But I just thank God for you. And I also want to say, as far as, you know, when you and I had connected, God was transitioning us out of the normal ministry. Remember, I wanted to talk to you about that. You were going through the same transition at the same time that I was going through the same transition. Mine had started, I think yours had started a year prior to the final day, which was in 2016. And mine was the same way, going through preparation of it in 2015, coming into 2016. Can you tell the listeners, what is ministry? Because I think people get confused about ministry only being in the four walls on a pulpit. What is ministry?
Well, ministry can be summed up in basically two commandments. One is to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. And the other one is to love your brother as yourself. That's ministry. Now, we have different gifts and operations that God allows us to operate and to minister to people. But basically, ministering is really loving God and then loving his people. And, you know, you can utilize the gifts and talents that you have to touch these people, to you know, relate to them, to feed them, to preach to them, whatever. But if you don't have love, I heard T.D. Jakes preach a sermon yesterday about that, and I had the opportunity to preach that same sermon maybe a few years ago and even taught out of Revelation when Christ talked about the Ephesian church. He gave a lot of recommendations, but at the end of it, he said, nevertheless, I have stumbled against you. You have forgotten your first love.
Right.
So that's really what ministry is all about. You can't.
That's it.
You know,
and it's everywhere. And it's wherever he sends you. If you're a willing vessel, it's wherever he sends you. If it's on radio, television, if it's through production, if it's in filmmaking, if it's in your arts, if it's in all of that, that's ministry, to touch the hearts and the minds of people, to inspire them. And I think if we break up that religious stance, it will free up a lot of people to feel like they have something to offer the kingdom. Everybody may not have, you know, a preacher's voice or a teaching spirit, but they can use whatever they have to inspire and touch people and just give God all the glory. And then you never know when that is open for them. Then you never know what words, if he can speak through a donkey or speak through, Moses, who had a stuttering issue, he can speak and use any and everybody, you know, out of the mouths of babes. He could even have the first words of a child to say, go get saved in Jesus' name. It's nothing impossible.
Amen. You know, I've heard an old saying, you know, I've heard it said many times, people don't care about how much you know, but people want to know how much you care.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're caught up in a lot of theology. We're caught up in titles. I'm doctor this. I'm not, you know.
Right.
It's okay to be a doctor, but you understand what I'm saying. Putting that first and foremost before you have done anything for anybody, you know, that's just not what God has called us to do and to be.
It's not. It's not for us. For his people. You know, the credentials that he give us is for the people, because people
that's
want
for the
that.
People, right.
But as far as
it
your
opens
heart
doors
is,
for
it's
you.
Supposed
you know,
to be
we,
for
we
him.
Live in a society where we have to have titles. You know, I understand that. You know, you have to be licensed and ordained for certain types of things. I do understand that. But if you don't have love for people, all that means nothing.
It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. Nothing should be done in vain for vainglory anyhow.
I say this too? You know, because you just touched on something. People are looking to see, well, what is my gift? You know, what do I have? You know, and a lot of times your testimony is your greatest gift. Whatever God has done for you, That should be a personal conviction and admiration for what God has done for you. And that will translate into discipleship for somebody else faster than you telling them a verse of scripture.
Exactly.
You know,
and that, they don't even notice, Roger, but you are a pastor. You have pastored a church, co-pastored a church. You are a minister of the gospel, as well as utilizing your creativity through the arts and your gifts and talents, which is just saturating the world in so many different ways. I mean, the DVDs, the Noise of Joy, giving people opportunities, touching and really inspiring even celebrities. I mean, just like you have come in contact with celebrities, so have I. But they too need encouragement and empowerment.
That's
and
true.
Things like that, and reminders of who our God is and who we serve. So I'm so glad that you were a guest, Roger. I can't wait to have you on again with everybody, the team of Health and Soul. And please tell everybody again, when can they expect to be able to witness and view Noise of Joy? Repeat the announcement, and also where people can reach you and follow you and all of that, your social media information, please.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you, Dr. Gina, for having me on Radio Chat. It's been an amazing moment. And, you know, sometimes moments can be explosive. And I think that this was an explosive moment for the both of us to be able to unveil some great things that God has brought us together. Noise of Joy will debut this September. We're going to do a citywide tour. So we'll be coming to your town and your town and your town. We're going all over the country to produce episodes for Noise of Joy. Now, the great thing about the Kingdom Empire Network is that if you are a producer, if you have your own, if you are a gospel artist and you want to do your own interview, there are going to be some production packages available for someone who has their own talent and they want to have their own show, but they can't get it all together. Well, this is where the Kingdom Empire Network will help you get your segment to be able to be viewed all over the world via the Kingdom Empire Network. So I'm looking forward to, you know, ministering to a lot of the gospel artists who just haven't had that opportunity. I can be reached on Facebook. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's what I was going to say. Give your social media.
Right. I can be reached on Facebook under my name, which is Roderick Dickerson. That's on Facebook. I can also be reached on Facebook from my company, which is iBox Films. That's E-Y-E-B-O-X Films. Or Noise of Joy. Now, Noise is spelled N-O-I-Z-E, N-O-I-Z-E of Joy. And you can also look at some episodes right now on YouTube. But look forward to the Kingdom Empire Network coming to your city, your town, worldwide, starting in September, around the 17th of September.
Well, all right. You heard it from Roderick Dickerson, Noise of Joy, iBox Films. Thank you so much, Roderick. We're going to go ahead and transition right now to Elizabeth Brooks. This is my girl, my workout buddy. She is from Health and Sports in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. Thank you, Roderick. Elizabeth, are you with us now?
Yes, ma'am, Dr. Gina. How are you all doing? How are you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'm sorry that we're running behind. I'm so glad that you could still be with us. I know your schedule is extremely busy. This is 5 Minutes Fitness. Can you tell the people, give them some inspiration, some words of it? They need some help. Tell the folks what they need to do.
Listen, I was thinking when we were talking the other day, and I was thinking, what can I share with the people of God that I think will be helpful? And one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, we're right in the middle of this amazing hot summer. And, you know, a lot of times there are two seasons, I think, when people drop off their fitness programs. And that's when the weather gets really, really hot, like it's been, you know, 90s, almost 100 with, you know, the heat index and, you know, 100% humidity. It's really hard. And if you have an outdoor workout, those of us who, you know, do our power walks and things of that sort, other sport activities, volleyball, swimming, all those things outside, you know, some of those things tend to drop off when the weather gets really intense like this. The other time is in the winter, but we're right in the middle of the summer. And so I wanted to give some fitness tips, you know, to encourage people while they're on those summer vacations, when they go away, and when they're outside doing sport activities during this time of year, and things to be conscious of. one thing in particular I want, you know, every brother and sisters, don't forget to stay hydrated. Hydration is one of the key elements that the body needs. You know when you're getting dehydrated, when you're starting to feel that thirst. You know what I'm talking about, Dr. Gina? If you start feeling thirsty, you're actually already dehydrated. So you don't want to allow yourself to get to that point. Some people will start drinking water when they're thirsty, but by that time, they're already dehydrated. So listen, people, just stay hydrated. Keep drinking your water. Keep drinking, you know, even Gatorades and other fluids, you know, Powerade, those things can be fine as long as you also dilute those things with water. So half a bottle of the Gatorade and then dilute that with, you know, water. I want to encourage people to also just remember to work out in the summertime. If you catch your workouts, if you're going to be working out outside earlier in the day, that's going to be crucial. We're getting that early sun time, you know, that sunrise time. Sun is, you know, rising around 5:30 and 6. So it's not really dark at that time like it is in the winter. So if you can move your workouts up to earlier in the day, you're going to have more success being consistent with your workouts during these time periods. And it's really, that consistent workout is really important, because I don't know about you, Dr. Gina, but when I go on vacation, you know, I take a little, you know, break from my strict eating habits. So, you know, what happens if the eating goes, you know, the body goes. So if you keep up your workouts, move them earlier in the day when it's cool, you know, cooler early in the day when the sun is not as intense, and remembering, you know, to stay hydrated. We want to also remember, you know, that we know we're going to, when we're on vacation and things like that, we're going to eat a little crazier. So just, you know, moderate those eating habits and plan out those meals during, you know, those vacation times. Okay, if you want to have a really, you know, great dinner, you're going to have a dessert, whatever, you're on vacation, you know, it's great. Have a great time. But moderate it. Every meal does not have to be a complete breakdown from your regular routine. You know, have eggs for breakfast. There's, you know, absolutely great protein there, you know, and have a light salad with some protein for your lunches. Those things are going to keep you light during the day. And then when you want to have something, you know, more decadent, you can have those things later. And you don't, and you're not, your body is not going to, you're not going to hold on to as many calories. You know, every single meal does not have to be decadent. So I wanted to definitely encourage that. Remind people to also don't forget, you know, that you're trying to get those cardio sessions in 3 times a week. So again, earlier in the day, and make sure you're drinking plenty of water during your, those workout sessions are really, really important. And one of the things that people suffer from in the summer is heat stroke, which is a combination of, you know, those intense temperatures and dehydration. And it's a pretty serious issue. So, you know, you don't really have any control over the temperature outside, right? So we do have control over our hydration. And I cannot stress enough, and most people don't even realize the connection between fat loss and hydration. Your body will not burn stored fat for fuel if you are dehydrated, because your body's primary focus is on hydration. So, you know, we want to also remember that drinking water is really an important part of a healthy diet, a healthy lifestyle, and that hydration is going to keep you from having heat-related injuries in the summer.
Well, I am so appreciative for you, Elizabeth Brooks. Again, you can catch her at Sport and Health, or Health and Sport in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. And please let them know your social media information and how they can keep in touch with you and get in touch with you.
Remember, if you have any question, I am totally happy to answer any questions. Send me a quick email at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. Okay? And I'm looking forward to it. And stay safe out there. You too, Dr. Jenny. You were working yourself. I was proud of you this morning when I was watching you.
I be trying to give it, girl, because, you know, we got to, you and I, we're in the same, you know, bracket, age bracket. So, you know, we got to teach girls how to do it. We got to inspire and motivate, you know, the young girls that be in there too. It be women older than us getting it, you know?
I'm like, this is what you look like. Okay, we just keep exercising day after day after day for 20 years, okay? We don't work out. Our workouts don't benefit us today. Our workouts benefit us 20 years from today.
20 years is a lifestyle.
That's right. It's a lifestyle.
Well, you know, I encourage you, if you are in the D.C. area, you know, her classes are the bomb. And I love her because we just really kind of, you know, motivate each other and inspire each other. I see her around when I'm doing stuff by myself. And then I see her doing stuff. She see me doing stuff. But I love when we work out together in her classes. It is so much fun. And she makes me laugh. And anybody that can make me laugh, they are my dearest friends.
Right,
so,
right while you want to cry, you know, laughing and crying.
Right, because it is no joke. Well, Elizabeth Brooks, thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. As always, you are so informative, and we love having you, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Ditto, and you take care of yourself, okay? Love you.
Love you, too. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We're getting ready for A-Train, but first we're going to hear something for Life Jennings.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, man. So whatever else you're chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
Well, we're going to open up with A-Train because let me tell you something about my buddy, my pal, my friend, from Jacksonville, Florida, A-Train, a famous comedian, a celebrity comedian, is blowing up, y'all. You heard it here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat worldwide that A-Train outside of Jacksonville, Florida is blowing up. He's doing shows. He's hosting those shows. He's the producer of those shows. He is the everything of those shows. A-Train, tell the people about what's going on. You've been on TV, radio, you all over the place, man. God is blowing you up for the glory of God. Please tell these people because they don't know. Tell them about it, A-Train. What's going on, man? You on billboards and all that. Tell the people about it.
That's what's up. How you doing? First of all, Dr. Gina, it's good to be with you again this week. What's going on with you? Shouts out to you.
I got nothing but love for you. Go ahead. That's what's up.
I appreciate it. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff popping off, man. We just had a big show at the Florida Theater here in Jacksonville, Florida. That was on the 23rd of July with Michael Jr. headlining. It was a show that I produced. And I've been, you know, I produce my shows, most times anyway. But this show here was the first time that I actually produced a show on the big stage like Florida Theater. So that was a big turnout, man. The city, oh, my God, Dr. Gina, the city came out and showed your boy love, man. They showed your boy love. Packed the Florida Theater out, you know what I'm saying? Showed me mad love. Michael Jr., he was the, one of the actors that starred in a role on the Christian film War Room. You know, he's done everything from Oprah, Comedy Central, HBO, you know what I'm saying? So it was a real good show. We turned it out. And then that was just a kickoff because the next event that's coming up is on the 19th of August. Me and Rodney Perry, you know, will be at the Ritz Theater. That's right. I said the Ritz Theater. We're booking theaters around here, Dr. Gina.
Wow. No theaters, more. Not in the clubs no more. On one chair. That's your platform.
Right. And shouts out to, you know, those venues. You know, I don't have anything against, you know, the smaller venues in the club because they have its place. But I'm just real grateful, man, at the hand of God and just, you know, my steps being ordered and these opportunities just falling into my lap. What happened with this show at the Ritz Theater that's coming up on the 19th of August, those tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can contact the Florida Theater box office directly and get those tickets. They're only $25 for the show. And, you know, we do music, got DJ Bernard doing his thing. You know, I'm coming out, you know, I'm hosting and slinging jokes. And then Rodney Perry, he's coming out and he's going to close it out. But what made this show so phenomenal is the Ritz Theater reached out to me a couple of months ago, and they wanted my brand to merge, you know, with their theater, and which is, you know, mind-blowing in itself. And so we talked about some things. We met a few times, and we went ahead and sealed the deal. And once we sealed this deal so that the Ritz Theater would house my comedy series, we made history, because this is the first time since the theater has been around, and they've been around since 1929, that they've had a comedy series to take residence inside of their theater. So,
wow.
Because of that historical moment.
What an opportunity.
And, you know, yeah, it's amazing because, you know, for those of you that are listening and may not be familiar with the Ritz Theater is known as the Apollo of the South. That area in which the theater was built was a real thriving black entertainment area, like, you know, back in the day. And you had all of your, you know, your famous jazz artists, you know, like, you know, Dizzy, you know, B.B. King, you know, all of the greats. They came through there, you know, everybody that was somebody, that's where they performed in the South. And then up north, they performed at places like the Apollo. So this is a very prominent stage and a prominent legacy. So to be at a place where, you know, now I'm a part and an extension of that legacy is real humbling. I'm really grateful for that. And because of all of that, that's why the city, you know, has really gotten behind me, because we're making history. And I was on the news. That's what Dr. Gina was talking about. The news had me on the other day to talk about that historical moment and this historical merger that we just, you know, put out. And because of that, man, I'm telling you, like you say, Dr. Gina, we're being advertised by the city, throughout the city, in all of the major venues in the city, like the convention center, the Florida Theater, you know, the baseball stadium, the Jaguar Stadium, the Veterans Memorial Stadium. So, you know, your boy is out here, man, and I'm just trying to give our city some good comedy, man. Not to say they haven't had it before, but I just want to add my piece to the puzzle. You know what I mean? And
I think it's amazing because it's universal and it's just so international, and that's just how God does it. It's not one, you know, avenue or one sector or one section. It is worldwide. And so that's why I'm so glad that you're, you know, that this is happening for you. And I'm so glad that you're a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat, because that's just what the platform is. And, you know, I'm just really thankful and glad for what God is doing for you. And again, we were talking about what is ministry, and this is your ministry. You make people laugh. You bring joy to people, and it's clean and it's inspiring. And it gives you some things to think about too, even though it's funny. It's like, that's a thought.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thought, you know. And so I just really enjoy you and so glad that we connected. I'm so thankful for what God is doing for
you
and your
so
wife.
Much.
Y'all have labored. People don't know what y'all have done in when y'all was in the cave. But look at how
God
is blessing you. He done catapult y'all out here, and it is huge. And that's because you've been consistent. You were disciplined. You didn't quit. And you just kept being obedient, and you just allowed him to order your steps. And that, people, is how you will get the blessings of the Lord. And it's not even about your blessings, but it's about him using you to bless and shower the multitudes.
Right.
And that's what A-Train is doing.
Right.
He's giving other comedians opportunity to be in this historical situation. But not only that, comedy and this opportunity is blessing the multitudes. And not a nation. It's a whole territory. Do you see that in the spiritual? He done gave you a territory, man.
Yeah. A whole nother platform, man. Yeah. Real talk.
Yes.
Real talk. Yeah.
Real talk.
So we thank you. Excited.
Tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you and follow up with your schedule and everything. Please let them know.
Absolutely. They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm also on Facebook under A-Train Live. And I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. That's right. All one word, spelled all the way out. So
Hit me up, you know. We out here.
I be saying it out loud.
We out here every time.
I can't. Oh my God. So it is really do it again is what happens. It really is.
I'm out here doing my dance. I'm doing my dance because I'm excited about these shows coming up on August 19th. And you can purchase the entire series, which is a total of 4 shows for the price of 3. So they got me dancing out here like Malia Obama. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not as
you better go on and get it. You better go on and get it. He said he will give you double, yeah. Right? He'll give you 100-fold in return. You better go on for them sweats and them tears that was made in the quiet yes. nights or hours. You better yes. go on and praise him. You better right. dance. I just, right. you know, this is just really amazing. I'm so glad and thankful. And if this wasn't funny, and I know he's supposed to bring the funny, just rejoice and have the joy of the Lord to celebrate his successes, because I'm telling you, him and his wife did the time and God is rewarding them openly. And it is definitely wow. something to praise God about and be joyful about. I celebrate you both. I love you, A-Train. And again, thank you for being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat team. We got so much more that God is doing for us all. And I love you so much.
Indeed. Same here.
All right. Until next time, we're going to do some trending topics the next time, y'all. He going to give us what they talking about in them streets. Right, A-Train?
These streets are always busy.
All right, man. Love you. All right, you guys.
You
listen, this has been an awesome show. It's been amazing. Roderick, Elizabeth, Brooks, and also with A-Train. I'm so sorry that Pastor Isaiah Long couldn't join us today because we had some technical difficulties with him, but he will be on with us on the next show, and I'm very excited to have him. He's always part of the team and always welcome. We love you, Pastor Isaiah
Absolutely.
Long. Love you so much. Listen, I want you to live healthy, live long, live strong, live in your destiny. I love you. Loving you, Dr. Absolutely. Gina.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.